On Friday, August 13, 2004, Hurricane Charley pummeled Central Florida. Here's how Central Florida News 13 reported the hurricane.
Hurricane force winds blew through Daytona Beach and parts of Volusia County, and they wreaked havoc in places like Deltona.
Charley was just one of four storms which hit the state back-to-back that year. But as bad as that storm season was, experts wonder if people have forgotten the lessons learned from the so-called Big Four of 04.
You know, if it hasn't hit you in the last 10 minutes, you know, the people don't pay attention to it.
Dr. Lou McNally is a professor of meteorology at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. In his home, just a few blocks away from the beach, he's constantly checking his radar.
Let me just double-check the radar and make sure that this one south of us is going to...
McNally says though forecasters are predicting a quiet season...
People should not become complacent at all. We could very easily get a large one.
Complacency is what emergency managers want to avoid, because that could lead to costly damage. In 1 month alone in 2004, Volusia County spent $40 million on just debris removal. Now, says Emergency Management Director Jim Judge, the county's reserves sit at $4 million.
The expectations going forward for a storm are not going to be, or the, you know, the, what the expectations are is we're going to do the same thing we did in 2004. And the fact of the matter is, it's not going to be the same response.
Judge says the economic downturn means some local governments have much less money to spend on hurricane response and fewer employees to do the cleaning up. That, he says, puts the onus of early preparation mainly on the shoulders of residents. A few miles south, Orange County leaders are putting the tools for preparation in the hands of residents with a new app called OCFL Alert. The free app warns users of approaching storms and, in the event of a hurricane, lets people know where to seek shelter or where to find sandbags. Rafael Mena, Orange County's chief information officer, says the app grew from a need to inform thousands of residents and visitors about emergencies following the 2004 hurricanes.
We're a tourism capital of the country, of the world, so we need to make sure that that we keep up with technology, especially technology that that everybody uses.
The app has even caught the eye of the White House. Mena presented it to President Obama during a meeting on innovations in emergency response last month. But while new technology can help, some residents say they're ready to ride out a storm, old school. Raymond Reed Sr. is an Orlando resident who stocked up his basement with
perishables, blankets, water, flashlights.
Shelby Guthrie, a mother of four, says she plans on buying those items soon, but that she's learned to listen to authorities when it comes to evacuations.
If we hear of anything coming and we need to evacuate, we're just going to do that as soon as possible and not wait.
Guthrie and Reed are fairly prepared, but statistically, not everyone follows their lead. In a 2014 study by AAA, 71% of Florida respondents said they would evacuate if they were warned to do so, while 37% would evacuate only if a hurricane was a Category 3. That's a storm with winds upwards of 120 miles per hour, much like 2004's Hurricane Jean, which caused almost $7 billion in damage nationwide. With new strides in technology since 2004, residents in disaster-prone areas now have more tools to predict how, when, and where to evacuate when the time comes. But, says Volusia County's Jim Judge, people still have the responsibility to be prepared.
Not just, you know, slightly prepared, but I mean, you know, really Boy Scout, cowboy up prepared so that you're really ready for whatever comes our way.
I'm Carmel Dalshad. 90.7 News.